Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source, and it's time now for your morning update for this Friday, June 2nd, brought to you by Muskox.
Hey, if you move snow with a skid steer, you've got to see the Muskox difference. A patented back drag feature allows operators to blow snow while back dragging in front of obstructions. You know, garage doors, siding, and fire hydrants. Now, this saves time and money while lowering injury risk by decreasing manual labor. The optional dual auger, called the Dually, helps the operator eat through big snowfalls, ice-crusted snow, and blow more snow while back dragging. And the glide plate, it allows you to glide over grass and gravel without ripping up the soft surfaces. Subsequently, create an instant torque of the lower cutting edge to break up snow and ice to better expose hard surfaces. See the Muskox difference. Go to muskox.com or Facebook at Muskox Snowblowers or call 218-288-1905. See the difference for yourself. It's the Muskox difference.
Well, our weather for today, mostly sunny. We're looking at about 91 degrees, sunny tomorrow and 93, and then wrap it up your weekend Sunday, sunshine and 92 degrees. Man, it's going to be a hot one. Well, citing national security threats from illegal border activity, Governor Doug Burgum said he plans to deploy approximately 100 North Dakota National Guard members to the southern border this fall. The announcement comes in response to a request made by Texas Governor Greg Abbott asking for states to send available resources for an effort that has been named Operation Lone Star. Burgum accused President Joe Biden of abdicating his responsibilities. Well, 10 states, including North Dakota, filed a lawsuit against the federal government yesterday to block sharp increases in national flood insurance rates that are slated to be phased in over the coming years, saying the steeper price could cost some people their homes. Dozens of local Louisiana governments and flood control districts also are plaintiffs in the lawsuit, which was filed in the U.S. District Court in New Orleans. The Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Emergency Management Agency are among those defendants. Well, at a celebration of Minnesota's new law that restores voting rights to people who have left prison, Democratic Secretary of State Steve Simon registered new eligibility voters yesterday when the law went into effect. It is the largest single act of enfranchisement in over 50 years for the state, Simon said at Arlington Hills Community Center in St. Paul, where dozens of people wearing purple T-shirts that said, "Restore the vote," clapped and cheered. The new law allows people with felony convictions to vote as long as they are not currently incarcerated. It expands voting rights to at least 55,000 people in Minnesota, said Simon, the state's chief election official. Well, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish today at Moe's Cafe right down here in the corner of the Grand Cities Mall. It is a crispy breaded walleye filet with a citrus corn sauce, green beans, and basil rice for just $12. Tell you what, start your weekend off right with a great lunch or breakfast at your Moe's Cafe. You'll find it right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, Grand Forks Park District getting Elks and Riverside pools ready for another summer swimming season. Both pools should be ready to go in the coming weeks, weather permitting now. Now, crews have already filled Elks with a projected opening date of June 5th. Water's going into Riverside Pool this week with the mechanical system slated to be tested on Thursday. If all goes well, the pool will open to the public on June 12th. Now, park officials said they have enough staff and lifeguards to get the season going, but they could always use a few more. East Grand Forks Pool is slated to open on June 7th. Finally, $10 raffle tickets are going to be sold tomorrow in front of Sam's Club. Now, this is to help the Vets in the Park celebration. These tickets will help pay for the event. The raffle will. $10 ticket could win you $8,000. So check that out in front of Sam's tomorrow. And finally, in sports, Royce Lewis hit a tying two-run homer in the eighth inning, and Will Castro had the game-ending sack fly with bases loaded in the ninth, lifting the Twins to a 7-6 comeback victory over the Cleveland Guardians last night. Twins host the Guardians again tonight at 7:10. High school baseball, East Grand Forks Sacred Heart beat Red Lake County in the Section 8A tournament yesterday 2-0, and then beat Ada Borup 7-6. In Section 8AA, Eastside beats Thief River Falls Goodrich 6-1, and then they beat Roseau 8-4. Girls State softball tournament, Minot shut out Grand Forks Central 10-0. Red River beat Jamestown 5-2. Central will play Valley City today, and Grand Forks Red River will take on West Fargo Cheyenne. State girls soccer tournament, Central shut out by Minot 3-0. Girls State tennis, Central lost to Bismarck Century 4-1 of the dual tournament. And game one of the NBA Finals last night, it was Denver 104, Miami 93. Game 2 is Sunday. And World of Outlaw Sprint Cars invading the world-famous legendary Bullring River City Speedway tonight with the NLRA late models. Racing starts at 7:30. Looking forward to seeing you there. And there you go. That's your morning update brought to you by Executive Properties.
Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Diane says Executive Properties did a roof project and remodeled a bathroom in our house. We were happy with their quality of work, and the projects were completed in a timely manner. We will use Executive Properties for our next home project. Get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273.
And Executive Properties also does garage door repairs and replacements, all right? Hey, make sure to catch Midwest Super Pixel Pros at 2 o'clock today. I will see you at the Bull Ring tonight. Have a great weekend, everybody, and remember to like, share, tag, and follow us, and be hollering at that smart speaker of yours to play GFBS Podcast, all right? Hey, the Grand Cities are awesome. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.